Hey guys, welcome back to Brooklyn. On episode 2, we'll be talking about Brooklyn artists. Upcoming, well-established, fresh, gritty, everything to you is real. So, I wanted to just inform y'all on today's episode. It's going to be a little brief, a little short. I am going to do a part 2 on the introduction of Get to Know Me. This is not today. I want to just, you know, give people the insight of what Brooklyn is, what we're about, you know, all around the world, baby. So let's get right into it. First artist I want to talk about is my one and only homegirl, Lean Velour. She's very good, very educated, super baddie, and she have songs like Bad Bitches, I'm a Freak, Get to This Bag, and so on and so on. And she's an artist out of East New York. Y'all gotta go check her out on Instagram at Lean Velour. Her music is on SoundCloud. Everything is just popping. She's fresh. She's young. And I like her music because it's her as an artist. It's who she is. It's what she like. It's her music. Everything she write down. Everything, you know, from beats. Everything is just perfect. I like her. If you upcoming producer, upcoming artist in Brooklyn or wherever you at, just add her on the gram. You could also add me on the ground, because I do rap a little bit, you know, poem. And, but the major artist I want to talk to you today about is who I love and I rock with heavy. Pop Smoke, y'all. Pop Smoke. I love Pop Smoke. He is a Brooklyn artist, y'all. A Brooklyn artist. He is very well established. He's from the Floss. That's what I love about people from the Floss. Like, if you don't know who or what the Floss is, it's pretty much Canarsie. Canarsie is known as the Floss. Let me tell y'all a little bit about the Floss. You want a nigga with money? Go to the Floss. You want a scammer? Go to the Floss. They popping. They just cracking, popping, all put together, and you just got you, daddy, come here, or mommy, when I keep up a boy. But everything is nice. So a little bit about Pop Smoke, which I love. Yes, I love. You can hear him in the background. You can hear this nigga in the background. This is my boo right here. And he is super, super dope. This song, Dior, is one of the top songs out there. All right, guys. So a little bit about Pop Smoke. He is, like I said, from the Floss, which is very, very good to me. He also is worth $700,000 so far. Yes, his net worth is like $700,000, which is not bad. He is 20 years old, from Brooklyn, and he's just popping. He had his hit, Welcome to the Party, which is a classic. I love Welcome to the Party. I was smoking a blunt and I just heard Welcome to the Party. I'm off the Miley and I'm moving right to the... What? Who says stuff like that? He is a well-known artist. He had Meet the Woo, Flessin, and Dior. Now he is signed with Victor from Replica Records. In his mixtape, Meet the Woo, dropped in the summer of 2019, and I tell you, I went on iCloud and brought the album for, like, brought it. Now, I didn't download it for free, none of that. I brought it. And he also is a rising Brooklyn star. Like, he's already a star, but he worked with rappers like Dre Guapo, which is another Brooklyn artist. He worked with Nicki Minaj, YG. He also receives support from Rich the Kid and Pusha T. Now, a lot of people, if you're not a fan of Pop Smoke, bitch, you better be. He was born by Jared Jackson on July 20th, 1999, in Brooklyn, New York. Like I said, he's from Canarsie. He used to go by the name Papa or Smoke. And some of his influences was like 50 Cent, DMX, Lloyd Banks. And he just hoped like to just be successful throughout Brooklyn. And I'm all for it, baby. I'm all for it. And he is young. Now, the next rapper I like is Gritty. Super, 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 super hood. When I tell you he's hood all the way. And me, personally, I like hood niggas, but it's a different type of class. And what I mean by a different type of class, everybody think, oh, you're this ghetto, you're ratchet. No, it's a different type of hood shit, alright? So the first rapper, Lean Velour, that's just my bitch, bougie, classy, just like me. Then you have Pop Smoke, who I feel is bougie. Every time you see him, he's in name brand down. He really don't do too much talking. Like, he's in the hood. He's still be in the hood. And he's just all together. I just feel like he's hood, but he's what we call bougie hood. He know how to speak very proper. He know how to, he's very educated, very intellectual. Now, when I say Feo Foreign is the next rapper I'm about to get into, this nigga is straight hood. I don't give a fuck what you say, how you say it. You could say he's a little ghetto if you ask me. That's just my personal opinion. But he's ghetto. He's hood. Now, I do follow everybody on Instagram. And it was a video out of, you know, some bitches on a table, twerking on a, like, table, fancy Airbnb, or wherever, you know, might bend their crib, who knows. And one of the niggas, I'll say their entourage, was whooping the girl titty out. That's what I call hood niggas. Like, they don't give a fuck. Bitch, you want this money? You want this fame? I work for it. That's what I call hood nigga. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's whatever. Bitches want to be down with the gang gang. They got to do gang gang shit. Is either going to get fucked in or not. Like, you're not with the shit, go bye-bye. Shit, the fuck? Don't be in nobody's video if you ain't trying to trick and do shit. What? These ain't music videos where niggas is singing, talking about they want you. These is videos where niggas is like, I got that Molly trying to fuck a bitch, get some dick at night. What? I'm like, okay, that's what I like though, you feel me? Spice it up, daddy. But Feo Foreign, he is known for his hit records now. He is known for Big Drip. He is also known for, which I love, this Big Trip. No, I'm just joking. But he is known for his other songs. He did drop a 4-track EP called Pain and Love that dropped in June of 2019. He is currently signed with Columbia Records. Now, he also has affiliations with Foreign Side Records. Since his debut, he works with Rich the Kid as well, Tory Lanez, and Meek Mills. Now, he worked with a lot of hood celebrities versus Pop Smoke with Nicki. I feel Nicki Minaj is a pop star. You know, she's not really a rapper to me. So, you know, it's different genres in this industry that a lot of people don't know. If you're not into music, you really won't know where people stand and why they're so universal, why their music can go in all platforms or all continents of the world. Now, Feo is a 23-year-old. He is 6'2". He comes from Brooklyn, East New York, or the Floss as well. You know, he'd be all over. But he was born on March 29th, 1996. His mom did pass away, and, you know, he do reference that in his verse of Jumpin'. which is not bad. And I actually like him. I like his music. I like his style. I just don't like the ghetto behavior. But if you like somebody, you gotta like all of them. You can't pick and choose what you like and what you don't like. Far as artists, I feel like overall, they're dope. Both of them is dope. I think they both are part of GDK, GS9. They are affiliated, I believe, with, you know, Bobby Smurder, Rhodey, and a couple of them. Now, if you from the Floss, if you from the 90s, you know what I'm talking about. People that's not from New York, you won't understand these places, but it should give you motivation to come visit. And I like all of them. I really do. I don't see nothing wrong with their music. I think they're actually artists that I would love to watch. I would love to get into, only because of the simple fact, it's like, how can I say it? It's music, but it's not just any type of music. These is music that they speak. Like, you know how rappers, they be on some, oh, I did this, but they never touch a gun in a day in their life. Or, oh, I'm popping, I get money, but they rocking with that fake money that says made for movies. And niggas really be on the grounds is flashing it. No, these niggas that do X, Y, and Z. And these is niggas that make it okay for other niggas to dance in a club. Like, they're hood niggas, but they're not hood niggas that just want to pop bottles and stand in a corner. They're hood niggas that want to, like, just, you know, have fun. Great time. They're young. They're living their best life. And I fuck with them off of that alone. Like, it's not always about the I get this bag and I'm... Nah, they do for the hood. They do for their team. Like I said, if you a trees, if you a thot, you just gonna be treated like one. If you're not coming at them like that, they're not gonna disrespect you like that. And that's what I love about them. And I love that, you know, Feel Foreign, he has songs with Fetty, which is another artist I'm gonna get into. He has songs with Sosa Geek. If you don't know who Sosa Geek is, it's his right hand man with the nice colorful hair, skinny, probably got a big dick and all. Who knows? I'm just saying, he's cute. He's ugly and cute at the same time. He's got like that weird looking shit. Just like Feel, it's cute and ugly at the same time. It's some things about them. But Sosa Geek is coming out with his EP, and I think I'm ready for it. Because if it's anything like Pop Smoke, Feel, I'm with it. I'm with it all the way. I'm for all their music. I love this, you know, seeing man, young men, you know, at that, do something positive. And they're not whack. They're not like fake rappers that, you know, they get one hit and they go in my head. These is hungry, beasting motherfuckers that's starving. They not on some, okay, I just, you know, what, just need the money for the moment. Nah, they want it. You could tell they want it. And that's why I respect any hustle. Just make sure once you get this hustle, you don't stop. Money is always going to be here. As long as money's here, I want it. I'm all for it. But a little bit about Feel Foreign. He got 3 baby mamas, so he is taken. I'm sorry, ladies. He's taken. He's about to buy a house and have all of them move in with him. And you can call it what you want, but he's taking care of his, so... I can't complain. I'm, you know, it is what it is. He might have to knock me out to move me in that house. Now, I'm joking. But, like I said, when you have a real niggas and you real recognize real, it's lit. But Feel Foreign, like I said, this song right here. I'm into my dad. It's fun. You know, guys. Fuck this. Free self. You be inspired. Wow. Bow. 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 I don't know love the dick bitch. Yeah, see that. See that love nothing to bitch it. My bad, so no dick bitch. And the dick bitch. What? Every time I hear that, my ass just pop a little bit. Like. But he also have other songs, which I love. Like, Waka. Waka. We do. Now this song do feature Ether, which is another right hand man, and Ether just came out with a video as well. So if you know these songs, you from Brooklyn, you hear them on the radio, get in tune, support them on the gram, support them everywhere. Let's get it. Waka. Me need to walk up and you know, suck on them dudes and other white side. Me need to do them and sasa. But I'm no play that like a white tie. But then those dudes and a sasa. But then those dudes like a waka. But then those dudes like a saka. But then those dudes like a buck saw. But then those dudes like a saka. But then those dudes like a saka. But then those dudes like a white tie. That song is super litty. In the video, it's nothing but good vibes. These are people that you would think it's like, ew. But in all reality, they're just living their life, and they're doing a good motherfucking thing. And the reason why I want to give out certain people, because Brooklyn is known for so many artists, so many platforms, so many levels, and sometimes it is who you know. But if you have talent, nobody can take that away from you. Talent is talent. You feel me? And some people do say you gotta have a certain look or whatever criteria, but fuck them. You do what you gotta do for this money. You do what you gotta do for yourself. Get this bag. Like, fuck it. I'm getting this bag any way I know how. Like, and it's lit. Like, it's just lit. And that's what I like about it. Then you have my little boo. I don't know. I just like him. There's something about this Puerto Rican poppy named Justin Rivera, also known as J.I. Prince of New York. Now, this little nigga, and I'm calling him a little nigga because he is, he's from Brooklyn. He came on the scene around, I guess, when he was young. He was on the Rap Game season 2. That's why I saw him as curly hair something. A little ugly nigga. I'm just like, ew. Like, who are you? Why are you on a show? But then, maybe a couple of years later, he was battling one of the battle rappers. I'm like, oh shit. That's when I really got into him. And I really was like, yo, this nigga is hard. And for him and his homie to go up to battle rap and battle two rappers, they got balls. And that's when I started fucking with this little nigga. And if he was a little older, I might try to just slide in his DM. Who knows? But I'm just telling you, he's super lit. And now that he's cut his hair, he's a little older. He is well put together now, baby. I'm loving it. I like it. Everything is popping. Everything is cute. Everything is nice about him. Everything is just perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. And by the way, Phil was born on March 29th, 1996. Like I said. But this nigga, Justin Rivera, J.I., Prince of New York, he was born on September 23rd, 2001. Now, if you all know 2001, September 11th, you know, World Trade Center happened in Manhattan. This is not too far from Brooklyn, if y'all don't know, if you're not from the area. But he is a Puerto Rican descent. He idolized musical legends like Tupac, Nas, and he committed himself from an early age to pursue his career. Like I told y'all, he was on the Rap Game. You know, he started rapping at 11. He wanted to be on a basketball team. You know, but he really wanted his music. He really wanted to just be somebody. And I recommend him as well because he didn't win the WAC game. I mean, with a name like curly hair, I don't think I would take a person serious. But since he cut his hair and he made himself J.I. Prince of New York, he's been popping to me. He's been like what I want, what I need. His music, the way he look, everything about him is everything. Now, some of his work may include Need Me, Blame On Me, Company, and Own Shit. He had collaborated with artists like Kate, Little Key, and Nova. If you don't know who they are, also listen to their music because I think they type nice. And I like them. But this is one of his songs that I love. And I also play him on my intro. So yeah. I would like to go outside when I'm in the rain. When I'm side when they say in the rain. When I'm not saying in the view. Act like you know it over here falling you. I'm not gonna I'm feeling you. I'll say to you. He is so fine, y'all. I really love him, right? This is one of his songs called Blame It On Me. He also got Own Shit, Needed Me. He is very well put together, well more slavish, and he's this gritty. But he's more, I feel, on the R&B hip-hop side. He's not, like, raw, hood, direct, like, pop and feel. And that's what I like about different artists who get to stay true to who they are and just be the best that they can be. Far as the next people I'm going to talk about, they're comedians and they're entrepreneurs. And they're from Brooklyn, East New York. Some of them. Now, my girl, Danny Deuces, she was on Instagram. And she, a lot of people don't know, but she started off as a co-star in the show Hustle in Brooklyn. It was on BET. It premiered, I think, every Tuesday. I watched the whole season. And Danny Deuces, I didn't like the way they portrayed her. Only because, you know, she was always drinking, she was always, how would I say, loud. They made her seem like she was just the ghetto one, and that's not the case. Some people just have a hard time expressing herself, and even if she was drinking, everybody drank on that show. I just don't like the fact that Darnell, the person she was dealing with at the time, wasn't really trying to help her. He was just more about the sex part. And I don't understand, like, why guys always feel like they can help somebody, but they always got to get something in return. But anyway, Danny Deuces is a comedian out of Brooklyn. She started in Hustle in Brooklyn. And, you know, even in Hustle in Brooklyn, she stated that she wanted to do comedy. And she wanted to use, you know, sex as her platform for comedy. And so far, it's been doing good. You can see her on Instagram. You can see her on the subway stations making videos. And I feel her platform is super, super good because she's making dark females, I feel, be comfortable with their skin, comfortable with their sexuality, comfortable, period. I feel like if you don't know who she is, she throw parties on Wynonna, a part of Brooklyn, and, you know, they be cool, calm vibes. And I like Danny Deuces because I met her. And, you know, she was shopping, we ran into each other, and we just talked, you know, and that was that. And next thing I know, I see her doing her comedy and her little skits, and that's not bad. You know, do what you gotta do on every platform possible. People gonna like it, people gonna hate it, people might not even listen to my podcast, but I don't give a fuck, because it's what I'm doing, and I want people to reach and understand why I'm doing this. So, you have Dupree the Guy. Now, Dupree the Guy is another comedian, upcoming rapper. He do music. He's also with Denny Deuces. It's a couple of them, but I'm just gonna do the ones that I really like know, cause I don't know all their names. And they are known for doing skits, bringing out controversial issues, and they're also known for the most epic Thanksgiving dinner on the L train that happened this year, the day before Thanksgiving. It was a blast. Commuters was shocked. It got news attention. So I like when the news show positive things and not negative things towards our community as well. What I also like that I'm going to talk about is places in Brooklyn. Now, what I must say is, there's a lot of places in Brooklyn. I'm on a bougie side, like I said, and I like to be classy. I like to be cute. You know, I like to go out all the time in like heels and dresses or just simple. I don't drink coffee, but I do like tea. I do like, you know, strawberry frappuccinos. So the first stop I'm going to recommend, if you ever come to Brooklyn or you live in Brooklyn, is the Sweatshop. It's at 232 Metropolitan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. It is a coffee shop in the Williamsburg area. Now, they do have Australian coffees. They offer trendy, low-key abundance. Their flat white are their teas, which is serving individual teapots, which is not that bad. The staff is okay, you know. They just serve great coffee, pretty much. And the yogurt is not that bad. Then you have, I can't pronounce it properly, so I'm just going to say Devocion. I think it's French. Devonchon is at 69 Grand Street between Kent and Wythe Avenue. It's also in Brooklyn, New York. It's also another coffee shop located in Williamsburg. It's super packed, so you're going to have a hard time getting tables. It's very trendy right now. It's in Williamsburg. They got the skylight, which adds a cool touch. The coffee is not that bad. Like I said, I don't drink coffee, but it's always packed and it's always nice. The next stop is, what I like, is Llama Inn. It's on 50 Willard Street. Between like Lamar, L-O-R-I-M-E-R Street. I don't want to say the names wrong because of my speech impediment, but it's a Peruvian restaurant located in Williamsburg. And Williamsburg have a lot of cute stuff if you're on the booty side. That's like people from Brooklyn go to Canal because we feel downtown Brooklyn is ghetto, well, to me. And Canal is where all, like, the bougie, you know, people with money, you know, 42nd, 34th, that's to us. People that's uptown, I'll say Harlem, Bronx, whatever, they got their own little slang and whatever you want to say. So, this restaurant, is this a great place for cocktails? They have, like, delicious Carano Terrazos. They have insurrection meat dishes like goat neck, potatoes, cilantro, chica de jora, and red quinoa. What I like about this place, I only ate there one time. I just like their pies. I'm just not going to lie. They have like these little square triangle pieces of like mousse pies, which is very good. I forgot the name of it, but don't get me wrong. Then what I like, the next place, it's Freehold. Freehold is in, it's a little cafe in Williamsburg located on 45S 3rd Street. It's between Kent and Wythe Avenue. I never been there, but my homegirl been there and she said it was amazing, fantastic, it's unique, it's trendy. It's pretty much, I don't know, I never been there, but she just said it was okay, you know, like an outside scenery. And she told me to just shout it out, so I shout it out for everybody. Now, what I like is the Stone Fruit Espresso and Kitchen located at 1058 Bedford Avenue between Lafayette and Clinton Place. It is a coffee shop, but it's located in Bed-Stuy, Stuyvesant. That's what I like, and they're pretty good as well. So that's not bad. Far as restaurants, they have Five Spice, which is on 52 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. It's a Vietnamese restaurant, and they serve everything from like tacos to classic pho and banh mi, which is like a little meat thing. I don't know how to explain it, but it's super, 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 super good. Only ate there one time, and I really don't eat meat per se. I'm a seafood fish all day. If I don't get that, I really would not try to eat no chicken. I do not like meat at all. Then they got the Brooklyn Ball Factory, which is on 95 Montrose Avenue between Leonard Street and Manhattan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Now, this is a little restaurant. It's a Japanese cafe and restaurant. It is cheap and it is delicious. If you want to go on a quick date, a little breakfast, lunch, however you want to do it, it is all around good. I love it. You love it. It is what it is. So, I'm all about people being nice, people loving the scenery. We have Five Leaves. Five Leaves is located on 18 Bedford Avenue on Lamar Street, Brooklyn, New York. Now, this is an excellent atmosphere. Only ate there twice. They have evenings, you know, early lunch specials. They got like, it's just more like booty. You won't really see people of color there. And if you do, it's, oh my God, how you doing? Oh, Becky, your hair looks so nice. Like, what type of shampoo you use? It's those type of people. And I'm bougie, you know, I'm etiquette. I'm all about, you know, looking and acting the part. You know, it's how you would always feel bougie. You know, a person speak proper. It's not really being bougie. Speaking proper, just speaking proper. I speak very proper, even in my text messages. I, you know, text word for word, beta for beta. So, I don't do the abbreviations. I'm not good with abbreviations at all. I like my grammar. I like speaking and people understand. But I'm also like, you know, nails, feet, hair, makeup, always have to be on point. I do not step outside without none of that. I like to switch it up, so I do wear wigs occasionally. And I just like being bougie, feeling confident, knowing myself, knowing everything. And we're going to do what is bougie later on down the line, what people feel is bougie, what people feel is ghetto, what people feel is ratchet. And I'm going to have a co-host with me that day, so it will be more like a debate show stand point of it, but not like a actual what is bougie. So the next few things I'm going to talk about now is one more restaurant. And this restaurant, I will say, is what I love. Peppers. If you're from Brooklyn, you fuck with Peppers. They got one on Utica Avenue. Well, I think Utica and Carson, the one by the McDonald's, right there. And I fuck with C&J's. Now, C&J's been falling off. They've been slacking. And I am a seafood person. So the best seafood place to go to is Seafood Kings on Utica and Clarkson. No, Utica, right next to the Wendy's. I don't know the exact street. That is Utica and Rutland. There we go. Utica and Rutland. Right next to the Wendy's. It's a nice little seafood spot. It's run by Jamaicans. They season very well. They're a little expensive than other seafood spots. And for all you bougie fake bitches, they take EBT. So y'all lit. Y'all lit. Also, let me talk about more artists that I love. I think everybody needs to know people in Brooklyn. So I felt like, yeah, we're gonna have to get to that. So what I like the most is everybody always wanna know, oh my gosh, Oh my gosh. So, we do have a lot. But New York City is bringing the best of the best. So, we all know we had Biggie out of Bed-Stuy. We had Nicki Minaj out of Queens. But we do have Chuck West, Jay Critch, you know, and they're beginning more popularity as well. Even alongside French Montana, Cardi B from the Bronx. Also 6ix9ine. Ugh, snitch. Anyway, we have so many artists. And we have so many new artists coming up. Like 22 G's. Oh my God. I love 22 G's. If you don't know, he is from Flatbush, Brooklyn. You can Twitter him at 22 G's. His notable songs is Up Next and Why. Now, he sound more like a rapper that does not the one out of you, baby. I love him. I just love 22 G's. And he's also signed with Kodak Black Sniper Gang label. So, I'm not mad at 22 G's. And he also known for Suburbian. Then you have Chip Skylark. You can follow him on Triller as Mr. Phasers. He is from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Now, he sounds like a rapper that I feel like an old school kind of, I guess. But he got songs like Table Manner, Crack the Code. And I like him. I didn't see this like one song, and that's Table Manners. For whatever reason. It's okay though. But then you have, oh, I can't do this one. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to break my rules. Only because I feel like he's not that bad. And for him to be a rapper, he got like this, to me, a sound that's like, popping. I'm just going to use popping. His name is Dem Spencer. He is from South Jamaica, Queens. Not from Brooklyn. That's why I said I'm going to break the rules a little bit. But he is from South Jamaica, Queens. And he's known for his song, Eve to Chase. Yes. That's the only song I like by him. I don't care about his other songs. He sound like a fake Frank Ocean in a way. So, you know, I really don't care for people like that. Now, let me tell you about my boo. Don't give a fuck about Molly Benz from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. He hold on, I'm so sorry, guys. I got caught up with something. He from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Get It, Differences and Mistakes is the songs that this person is known for. And I like it. I love all of them. I just like it. I don't care for the Bronx like that. I do be in the Bronx. So that's not something that, you know, I would not want to be like, oh my God. But this person, Mayhan, is also from Bed-Stuy and Prospect Heights, Brooklyn, known for Albany to Vernon. And that's the only song I know, and that's the only song I like. So I can't sit here and say too much. Now, NSGN is also from Flatbush, Canarsie, Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Now, I do like the Bulletproof Shine and the Elegant song because I just feel like they're perfect. This is not just a person. This is a rap group as well. It's an underground. They're underground because they're noticeable, but they're not as well noticeable. So I'm trying to put them on a map. But overall, they're popping, if you ask me. And I live for them. Now, we do have people that some people like, some people don't. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
It is what it is. Like, it is what it is. So I really don't give a fuck. So that includes my show today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Welcome to Brooklyn, where you're getting all the latest, raw, uncut, uncensored right at you. This is the real deal. And I just want to say this is my second episode. And I just want to say thank you for everybody who's supporting my business, supporting my brand, supporting what I'm about. And hopefully this thing go far. And I'm just happy and I'm blessed to say thank you. And next episode, I will be talking about relationship problems. And the topic will be, do you know your place? That's what I'm going to say. Do you know your place? And I'm going to end it like that. Y'all have a great day.